Whoa.
You've done that twice.
Almost knocked my drink over?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was like a slow scoot.
First of all, stop judging me and watching me.
I'm just saying.
To mess up.
I'm letting you, I can't not watch you.
Why don't you
I'm literally
cheer me
facing
on
you.
For...
I'm literally facing you.
Why don't you cheer me on?
I'm just letting you know that I can't
Why don't
not
you have
watch
confidence
you
in
this
me?
Moment right now because you're all I see.
That sounds so romantic, but I
you
know
you mean sun
that.
And stars.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, is what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah.
you know what?
I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn. Well, I'm Taryn. I'm so glad that that happened because I feel like that was us.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know how, like, I'm sure people are like, I wonder what they're like in real life. I think that all the time
about
a
little glimpse.
People, because especially, like, YouTubers, I'm not, like, a big YouTube person. Like, I don't watch a lot of people. But just from people I've watched, like, through you guys. And then I'll go to events with you and I meet them. And they're, like, night and day different people. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure people, like, wonder. They're like, oh, I wonder, like, what they're really
are they,
like.
Are they really that fun?
And that was us.
Plot twist.
That's
we
us.
Are. We are. Spoiler alert. We're that fun. Anyways, I'm Ashley. That's Taryn. This is Unsolicited Advice. Yeah. Welcome back to the podcast. This is where we advise you guys on your life situations.
Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some funny things, some serious things.
Yeah.
Lots of relationship talk.
Yeah.
Lots of mental health. Lots of body positivity.
Wait, but Ash, I didn't get to say my fact.
That's okay. We'll hit him again with another one.
Can I tell you it, though?
Oh, my God.
Ash, did you know Buzz Lightyear's original name was Lunar Larry?
I hate that.
Lunar Larry to the rescue.
To the rescue.
That would have been terrible.
Can we talk for a second? The new sure. Buzz Lightyear movie looks
okay.
So good.
But why was I automatically attracted to him? Because Chris Evans.
Get out of here.
What's his
no.
voice?
No.
What
no,
do
no,
you
no,
mean?
No.
Buzz Lightyear would be
You're
a gentle, supportive lover.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't even know.
That's where we're going.
You don't even
That's
know.
That's where we're going.
Okay, well,
this.
Moving on. .com. How is everybody? I wish this was like an Instagram live to where people could be like responding stuff and we could see, because that would be cool.
Oh, I would love that. That would be fun if we could somehow, we should just Instagram live. That is okay. Literally, I was like, how do we do that? The answer is in the
Instagram
question.
Live. Yeah,
Instagram
yeah.
live.
Are you okay? That energy drink getting to you?
Yeah, the carbonation. I'm not good with carbonation.
You
it
aren't good with
me.
Carbonation.
I have a hard time breathing.
You should drink Diet Coke daily. It really helps with that. I was dying. So we ate the other day, we had like a family function and we ate like a bunch of like tacos and like different stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were in the car. Me and Ryan were going back to our place. And he was like, oh, like I feel so sick. Like I ate so bad. Like I feel sick. And I was like, bro, that's why you just don't eat healthy, because then your body doesn't know the difference and you're just thriving.
Your body's like, food is food. The second you start eating clean, the tiniest
it's
bit.
Terrible.
The tiniest bit of MSG, you feel it. The tiniest bits of like unhealthy fats, carbs, whatever, throw it all together, your stomach hurts. Because it's
do
like,
do you want to blow after bad
this
meals?
Toxic.
Or do you want to just always be bloated so you don't know a difference? Really? That is the question.
Literally, one of my favorite things on this planet is a charcuterie board. Mm. And I make a mean charcuterie board.
Yeah,
so I don't have the capacity to say no to a cheese board. Like, I can't. But it comes back.
It
and it hurts
her.
Me. And I have to take bloat pills every time because my stomach will hurt. And it's rough. But I have a love for cheese.
And I know no difference.
And it is.
I'm always starving. So who's winning?
Who's the real winner?
Who's winning?
To bloat or
That's
not to bloat?
That's why I love us is we're so opposite in so many ways that like I feel like it's funny because multiple people can relate to like either you or me.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, we were at, Taryn and I played at our church the other day and some beautiful, amazing woman brought us all breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you kind soul. Because you have to be there early. It's a long day. There's like three services. And I was like, wow, that is so sweet of her. And I was excited. And I like go look at one. And I was, it was covered in cheese, like full of potatoes. And I was like, I'll bloat. And I said no. And I walked away. And I felt like a couple people there watching me.
Judging you.
And they laughed and they were like, are you kidding me? And I was like, listen, 30 hits different. Certain things you just know to walk away from.
You also, your outfit didn't permit for an incognito blow.
But also, I feel like I'm at this age now where I'm like, oh, if I want to eat something to make me bloat, that'll make me bloat, it better be worth it. And that was a little like, it was like, it looked okay. Would I much rather have a mocha salsa burrito? Yes.
Yeah.
So
it looked delicious, Ashley, and it was made with love.
No, it was very sweet, but I was like, I'd rather not.
Got it.
I had Canes for dinner.
But if you had leggings and a baggy t-shirt, would that have changed your...
I would have been more open to it, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that could go either way. Is it good to wear form-fitting clothes that keeps you from eating, or is it bad?
Or do you just eat crap 24/7 and then you're always thriving?
I mean,
like, it's got to be real bad for me to get sick. Like, we're talking food poisoning level.
Oof.
But I'm still kicking. So okay.
She's still alive, guys. She's
healthy.
MoveOn.com.
Just the fact that we're having this conversation has shown how much I've grown from, like, my... like journey with like my, because I definitely I'm a recovered person. How do you even say that? Because you know how like alcoholics, they're like always alcoholics, but they're like
recovered
eating
person from eating
person?
Disorder. You are a recovering.
Wow. I need to
You're
learn
not
the
an
term.
Eating disorder. You are recovering from an eating disorder.
Something.
Boom.
I'm sure
that
there's like a technical term, but I remember like there'd be times even on this podcast where you would start going on like a talk about eating healthy or like that you didn't eat this food because you knew this. And I would internally be like, oh my God, she's judging me because I eat food. Or I'd be like, I can't say like what I really eat. Or I'd be like, oh, I have to like verbally respond being like, oh, yeah, because I wanted people to not think that I don't eat the same because I was so I had such a like shame relationship with food.
It wasn't even internally, though. I felt it.
Which is so funny because I had no idea. I thought I was being so incognito.
I'm sure other people feel it. It's how it is when you're dealing with stuff. You think you're like, I can't lie. And a lot of times when Taryn's like, are you good? I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I have no poker face. It's the same thing. Like, it's like when you're trying to hide something, it's funny how you think like you're so stealth. But like, I knew I couldn't really talk about that stuff that often. And like, I was aware of that. It's weird.
No, it's so cool to see this side of things. I have a long ways to go in regards to like, I think I still have some action steps I need to take as far as like pursuing a healthier lifestyle for myself and for my like literal health. But it's been so exciting. And I think I'm in a place I've never been in where I have this like really fun relationship with food and like not being ashamed of like what I'm eating in front of people. So it's like, I almost am like, I love this so much. And like every conversation I get like really giddy because I'm like, wow, like I would have never before. And so it's like, I almost am just like marinating in this place because I'm so excited. And I'm like, is this real? Like, I want to like stay here to make sure like I'm good before I like go anywhere else because there is a tiny bit of anxiety that I have with stepping forward because I'm afraid old habits of getting very obsessive about going to the gym and how my body looks are going to come up. Or I'm afraid for if I do start losing weight, for people to start saying, oh my God, you look so good. You look so skinny. That's a massive trigger for me. Massive. So it's this really hard place that I'm in because I'm like mentally and emotionally like the healthiest I've ever been when it comes to like my body and how I view my body and how I view food. But I also know that with that extra step comes a territory that brings up a lot for me. So it's a weird, it's a weird place. It's a weird place.
Yeah. I think what I would do in that situation is I would take that opportunity to educate people.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you're not who you used to be.
Yeah.
You've gone through so much and you've learned so much about yourself, about food, about your relationship with food, about your relationship with your body.
Yeah.
You are learning to love yourself again. And that's not the same person who used to go to the gym before.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go work out and work on your body more, it's out of a respect and love of caring for your body, not out of a skinny factor. I agree. People, something we're just programmed to do is, oh my God, you look so good. And it's out of love. Like, they're not trying to be mean. They're just trying to compliment you. So what you do in that situation is you like, if they're like, oh my God, you look so great. You look so much. Have you lost weight? Like, you're looking so skinny. That's when you go, wow, I have. Thank you so much. But, you know, can you not use skinny moving forward? Would love that.
Yeah.
And it's not out of we're not having a conflict. You're just educating them saying, hey, skinny, let's not do that. Thank you for the compliment. I know you mean love, but like, let's not use that word.
It's the way that those terms have equated to mean or be almost like synonyms for hot, sexy, like whatever. Like that's how it's portrayed. Like how many times, like especially like there was a while where you and Alicia and TK would always be like, oh my gosh, skinny, like all the time. And it was like,
oh, skinny.
The
I used word to say skinny, mini.
Hot.
All the
it
time.
Meant hot and it was a compliment. So for me, walking downstairs and never getting like that response, because rightfully so, like that wasn't a reflection of like where I was or what I was aiming for. It really severely affected me. And I had a talk with you guys of like, you guys will tell me my makeup looks pretty or you'll tell me my like outfit's cute, but like, when's the last time you've ever complimented my body?
Yeah.
And I understood because it just was that we were at different places
it was
and
like
it wasn't.
We would say, oh, hot. We would never say skinny.
Or like, or, you know, like it was just something of like me being protective of like, I want my body to be seen as beautiful and I don't want the fact that like, or me to feel like I have to strive to either show more skin or show off my curves or lose weight for my body to get any positive attention from people.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
That was like a really interesting place. And I'm definitely like workshopping, because I think we've talked about this before. I think going into this new life chapter, like
chapter
if
of your
I
life.
Start eating healthier and I start working out, I'm probably going to lose some weight. Like I'm aware of that, right?
It's a natural thing and it's going to happen.
Natural. Yeah. So for me in this chapter, I need to be wise about prepping what's to come because that's the type of person I am. Like I like to be prepared. So I'm like, okay, so I need to be open with my friends. Like, I need to be open with people of like, hey, if I start canceling plans because I have to go work out or I start getting weird about like working out, I need you to check in with me. If I start talking about my body a lot or asking you if I look like I've lost weight, I need you to check in with me. And also, I need to workshop and find the phrases, like you were saying, where I can say, hey, that's actually not my priority right now, but like, thank you. Like I'm
looking
taking
healthy.
Care of myself. Like I'm learning to love myself in different ways.
Yeah.
But thank you. Like, whatever.
And like we went to Alicia and Remy's podcast live recording, and that was a couple weeks ago. A lot of people came out and said how much your videos have helped them.
Yeah.
And I think this is just a further extension of you helping educate people, like, hey, I've actually been going through some stuff and I really would prefer if you would say I'm looking healthy or I'm glowing or girl, I'm looking hot. Like, you know, something along the lines that doesn't have to do with body weight.
Yeah.
Because using that term is actually very triggering in a lot of different ways. And again, it's such a cool time to be alive because there's so much like growth in education happening in so many different areas of life. I mean, I'm not even going to go into detail. There's so many different areas of life where we're learning new things. We are learning how to word new things. Like I've been looking at places to live, and like something that I was told was I immediately said master bedroom, and that's not correct anymore. You need to say main bedroom.
I heard about that.
And that was something that I was like,
what?
Duh.
Yeah.
Like, that made so much sense to me. But the person that told me, oh, by the way, it's not master anymore, it's main, that was out of pure love and out of pure just, hey, heads up, like, the word has changed. And that shouldn't be any different than saying, hey, like, can you say healthy instead of skinny?
Yeah.
It's not confrontational. It's not anything negative on them. It's like, hey, thanks for the compliment. But just to let you know, I would prefer if you said healthy.
Well, and even that, like my healthy and someone else's, like there are so many people that are living healthy lifestyles for them. Mm-hmm. And their weight still stays at an amount that people on the outside would say, hey, like, I don't think that's healthy, right? So it's like, it's just, everything is so subjective. And I've tried to really work on being like, hey, like, you look really happy. Like, you look like you're thriving right now. Yeah. Like, what, like, tell me about that. You know what I mean? Instead of just like going to someone's body and pointing out certain things. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's a very...
And also being aware of like what triggers you.
Yes.
And realizing that that might not be how it was intended.
No,
like
for
just
sure.
Because I say hot doesn't mean I'm physically like staring at your body. I'm just saying,
yeah,
you're hot. Like,
yeah.
Period. That could be your hair, your makeup, your outfit, your body, your shoes, your back.
Yeah.
You know, and recognizing what you could be taking wrong and what people could be intentionally like saying wrong.
Yeah, no, and I think that is something at like, because I love when people tell me I look hot, mm-hmm. but then stop there. Like, don't be like, you look so hot. Have you lost weight? Like, because that equates those two terms.
Yeah.
And like, that is very damaging.
Yeah.
And what's so hard is if you're a person who's triggered by that stuff, what that 1 second comment that just launches you into mm-hmm. a spiral to where the entire rest of the night mm-hmm. you're like, you know, and not so much like, it's more like, even if like, say you say that to a friend that walks up, I overhear that and the whole night I'm messed up about it because I'm like, I'm not going to get that compliment because I'm obviously not losing weight and that means I'm not this. And then I like spiral, right?
Yeah.
And there's like so many, even like, you know, I'll make a joke about being like, I call myself thick, right? Like,
yeah.
I hate.
T-H-I-C-C.
Yes, duh. I hate the words that come with different stuff. But when I refer to my body, I say I'm thick or I'm curvy. Like, mm-hmm. those are my, I guess,
terms.
Adjectives that I like to describe my body.
Yeah.
So I'll even make a joke about being thick or what comes with being a thicker person.
Uh-huh.
And how uncomfortable it makes people makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I would.
Because you probably don't know what to say on that end because you're like, I don't want to offend whatever. But then at the same time, if I'm offering that up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just so weird. It's such a weird topic.
I think it depends on the person you're talking to, because for me personally, I've seen you down and depressed for a long time about it. So I'm still navigating, are we in a good place?
Yeah.
Is this, how do I respond to this? Because I've
like,
seen
you.
Like,
are you fishing for me to tell you opposite, or are you really making a joke? I can see that.
A random person, I feel like, wouldn't struggle with that so much. But having watched you go through this whole process, I'm like, I'm a little more like...
tiptoey.
Can I laugh? Like, is this still sensitive? You know, I'm not sure, because I'm learning with you.
Yeah.
And I think it is really important to recognize that, you know, someone's comment about telling a friend that they're hot or something, or saying that you're hot and you feeling like it was about your body and they didn't say skinny or whatever, you really have to sit and think for yourself for a second and realize, okay, if I'm internalizing that and I'm going to dwell on that for the rest of the night, there's something I need to work on.
Yeah. Like, how do I bring it back into my own confidence?
Yeah. Like, you need to realize that that wasn't what they intended, and recognize that that was simply a compliment. And if this is something that I do, for example, let's say I said it, that I continue to do, then it's your responsibility to educate me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be like, hey,
in a super loving way.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what I mean about the woman being like, oh, by the way, it's main.
And
it's
that's
not master.
You don't even have to agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to be like, oh yeah, that's offensive, whatever. But it's like, she was offering you her perspective in a way that was like, hey, I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem with communication in general,
yep.
is like, people get so offended.
It's so personal.
And have to push their own thing. And it's like, no, I'm sharing with you a personal thing that like I feel.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that you didn't mean.
Let's assume it wasn't intentional.
Yes. And then going from there. No, that's a great point.
So I think that's something that it's on both sides, but I think you're in a really cool position right now because you're in a place where you're like, okay, I'm not who I used to be. I'm learning to take care of myself and to love myself. But recognizing that the people in your life, in your closest circle, like your family, like me, like Alicia, like a lot of your close friends, we're still like, are we good? Like, we're going to be
You guys went through the trench
dark. So like, now we're like,
trench.
Can we? Is that allowed? We haven't talked about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
So giving us that room to kind of like grow
fully,
with you.
Fully.
But then also like taking those baby steps and being like, let's not use that word. I would prefer if you said glowing.
Yeah.
I would prefer if you said hot as hell, but let's not talk about my body specifically.
Yeah.
And I think everyone will be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because it's more like, matter of fact. Like, again, I keep saying this, but like the main versus master, it was like, oh, just heads up.
Yeah.
The term has changed.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that you can be with, like, let's say your mom said something about skinny or lost weight or complimented you on it, which is coming purely out of love. You can be like, hey, I'll take that compliment. Thank you so much. Can we not use skinny?
Yeah.
And she'll be like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, it's, I think you're right. And I think it is about learning how to communicate, which doesn't happen until you're in a specific place. Like, I couldn't communicate these needs to people because I was so, like, it was so sensitive.
It was.
Until I got to a stronger place where even like with my old trainer, like I did a video where I talked to him about wanting to work out, which lol, because I literally, I've not worked out since like this whole thing. But I remember sitting and talking with him and he said, which is a trainer's job, like, what's your goal? Like, are we going for a certain weight or whatever? And before I would have gotten so uncomfortable by that question and I would have just spit out a number because I would have felt pressure
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this time I told him, I was like, hey, I'm at a really, really sensitive place right now where I cannot get hooked on specific goals,
tangible
specific numbers.
Yeah.
I said, so my goal is to feel healthy and that's all I want to focus on. And he was just like, I love that. Where my first meeting with him, I was like, I want my butt to look like this. I want my arms to look like this. I want my, okay, because I was so obsessed with like trying to work hard to get my body to fit into this mold that I felt honestly society would like and like accept. Yeah. So it was like so crazy seeing like the difference and also being able to, I'm sure there's times like maybe like one day I'll be like, dang, like I love my body right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe like that means going to you and being like, hey, Ash, can we talk about my body a little bit? And like giving you that in.
Permission to start talking about it. Because I've been programmed for the last few years to not to. And I'm sure your other close friends have too. So it's allowing, letting them know like, hey, we could talk about this again.
Fully.
You know?
And it's my job to know like your priorities may be different. Like you and your sister vocalize a lot about your fitness goals because it's important to you and it's something that you find so much like love and fulfillment in.
Yeah.
So it's not fair for me to sit there and be so offended when you're talking about like, dude, look at my abs, look at whatever.
Yeah.
That's not fair for me. It's like, it's like reverse.
It's so funny you said that because, when you said that whenever I would mention like eating clean on the podcast, I was very aware that I was talking about eating clean and that it was a sensitive subject for
you.
Yes. So I would feel, I'd be like, you'd be like, hey, how's it going? And I'd be like, I crushed my workout today.
Yeah.
And I've been eating very clean and I feel like, good. And
I
would say
you.
It. No, I know.
Yeah.
I would say it because I know that I had the right to talk about something that I'm currently working very hard on. But I was also so aware as your friend and as your roommate at the time of what you were going through. So it was a lot of like tiptoeing, which is why I'm so excited that you are in a place where you can talk about it now because now you can let me know what you would like to hear from me.
And but also like I think and that's why I think this conversation is so important to have because I think you're right. I think we are in a time where people are being more open and transparent about stuff, but the world still hasn't fully changed. Mm-mm. So we're in this very confusing middle place.
Yeah, everyone still calls the master bedroom the master.
Yeah.
And like it's gonna be a transitional period.
Yeah. So this is what I think like for me when I'm with friends and they're tearing apart their body and using specific phrases like, oh my God, I look so fat right now. And tying those kind of terms that have become derogatory. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, I'm so fat right now, and holding their stomach and complaining about their body when they're literally like half of me. Mm-hmm. That can be very triggering.
Yeah.
Versus times where like I've heard friends saying like, oh, like I'm just disappointed and like I feel like my arms are getting kind of flabby. Like I haven't been like pursuing fitness the way I have. Mm-hmm. That's not triggering to me because I know like you're talking about your personal goals and I respect that. I respect right. where you're at.
Yeah.
So I think it's too learning like the way we talk about stuff, being aware of like the people around you. Like every girl who struggled with her body has gone home crying after hearing a skinny friend talk about how they're so fat and disgusting. Like how do you not take that personal? You know what I mean? So it's a hard job where like I think on my end, people who are struggling with like learning to love their body, we have to stop assuming
that that's about you.
Yes.
Or but, devaluing how they're feeling.
Yes.
Because maybe fully. They are upset with themselves. They had a goal and they didn't meet it.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be upset with themselves. But that could be a moment where you could say, hey, let's not use that word.
Yeah.
Let's not use
yeah,
the
like,
F
be
word.
Be gentle on like, yourself.
Be let's, aware, mm-hmm. like, who's around. And, like, let's not use that word.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't meet your goal. Like, yeah. Let's not devalue, like, what they're going through. But also, again, I just feel like take that moment mm-hmm. to, like, educate themselves.
Dude, Ash, I think we are the perfect people to have this conversation. And I love that we're talking about this because I think like so many people don't know how to navigate both ends.
Yeah.
And I think no matter what side you're on, you've made the other side an enemy and it's not necessary. Now,
no.
There are some people that are just straight buttholes and like that's a whole different topic.
We'll deal with you later.
Yeah. But like I think this is where we have to get to a place of like me communicating where I'm at, you communicating what you said and us both not putting assumptions on the other person. Like
yeah.
I can't assume you obviously think I'm disgusting if you think you're fat.
Right.
And you can't assume that like I'm always judging you for like talking about your stuff. Like it's like
yeah.
we have to find a middle ground and we have to be able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think this is such an important thing to talk about.
And
so,
just learn to love our bodies.
Yes.
Because of the same way you're doing it, like you said you've gained weight. I've gained weight. And I'm not where I was pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the opposite growing up. The last probably 5-6 years, I have been very focused on numbers. And I've mm-hmm. been very focused on inches. And I got myself down to like, I think it was like 17% body fat.
Yeah.
And that was a goal I had. And it felt so good to do it. I am not there.
Yeah.
Currently. And it's funny because in a weird way, I'm okay with it because
I think you radiate a love and confidence for your body way more than you did back then.
Yes, because it was toxic before. Like
yeah.
I would there were so many things that I
it was
thought
obsessive.
Was so wrong. It was very obsessive.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I was trying to get to a goal mm-hmm. and that was fine, but that's not a sustainable lifestyle. And I don't know. One of my biggest insecurities has always been my lower stomach. I call it my squish. We have a love-hate relationship yeah. with each other. And it's funny because like I feel like the skinnier I got, the more my squish protruded. I just
yeah.
saw it like mentally, that's all I saw. Like it felt like it just stuck out more and more and more. The more abs I got, the like more my squish would stick out and just wave at me in
yeah.
every photo,
oh
in every God. Mirror. Like it was like, hey, like I'm still here.
Hi.
You can't get rid of me. You know? And it was frustrating because I was working so hard and eating like not enough. And then it was frustrating because it was just still there. I'm a little thicker now. And it's weird. It feels like it's kind of smoothed out.
Dude, but that's what I'm saying.
And
that's
it was like,
why
what a happy coincidence.
Specific like, goals sometimes can be detrimental
yeah.
because you expect, oh, well, if I weigh this much, I'm going to
yeah.
love this about my body.
Yeah.
I'm going to love. But it just is like day to day.
Yeah.
Your age affects you different. Like,
well, and I started paying for like this really nice nutritionist
mm-hmm.
who, again, helped me get in a better place with food, helped me realize how much I need nutrients in order to get fit.
Yes.
So that in and of itself was worth the money. Mm-hmm. But and in my head, because I was paying for this guy who literally trained the Kardashians, I was going to look like a mother forking Kardashian. And it became so blatantly obvious that I have a squish. It's not going anywhere. The only way to get rid of it would be to have like some kind of surgery mm-hmm. to get it off. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, well, that's not fair because I'm putting in the work. Like I'm literally killing myself.
Yeah.
I should have abs. I should have a full six pack.
Yep.
And it was maddening to realize like that's just not how my body is.
Yeah.
And it never will be that way.
Yeah.
But I'm personally, I don't want to do surgery. I don't want to have to do something like that. Like I want to be able to be happy with where my body's at. So it took some time, but I had to sit down and be like, wave hi to your squish.
Yeah,
like wave back. Like she's there like, and she's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and it's okay. And mm-hmm. like it was a long time where I hated it for a second, and now we're in a good place.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
That's like me with my, I have like new stretch marks on my lower stomach. And I was so, I remember the first time I saw them, I cried hysterically. And I was like,
was it like an overnight thing or was it like a, you just
hadn't
noticed? You know
what? I'm not joking. I don't know. I was in a weird place where I wouldn't look at my body because I was just so disgusted with it.
Like so as in always covering up and always.
Yeah, just avoiding mirrors, especially if I was like not dressed.
Right.
So I don't know if it was a gradual thing and I just didn't notice them until I did. But I swear when I saw them, I was like, what is happening? And it was almost like I got scared because it was like a pretty good amount like on my lower stomach. And I remember just sobbing hysterically because I was like, I felt like I'm, and I don't use this word lightly, but this was the how serious it felt. Like it felt like part of me was like deformed. Like I literally felt as if like that, like I could no longer go back. Like, so, but that's how intense my like body dysmorphia was. Like I saw something so much more intense than it was.
Yeah. More like an amputation kind of situation, like more this, of like a permanent, like this has changed you forever.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember that was a rough period and it might have been one of the things that like pushed me over the edge. But it's so funny because like they're still there. And honestly, like a little bit, like I would say like more have come since then. And now like when I look at them in the mirror, I'm kind of just like impartial. Like it's not that I love them, which is I think okay, but like I also am just like there will be times where I'll even just like have my hands on them, like when I'm like laying down and I just like feel like I'm taking this time to like really heal that thought process and learn to like accept them and love them and to tell myself, like, if I met a guy who literally that was enough of a reason for him to be like, ew, I don't like your body,
then he's trash.
He's not the person for me.
No.
So these stretch marks on my stomach, they're not, if anything, they're going to weed someone out. Like, they're not something I have to be ashamed of or not angry towards. It's just a part of a way of showing that my skin was able to stretch and expand for the way that my stomach was forming.
That's literally what I was just about to say. I was like, you were going through hell and your body helped you survive it.
Exactly.
Like, it should be almost be like a battle wound.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you were going through some, and I don't say this lightly, you were going through some really dark stuff.
Yeah, I really was.
And your body adapted because it is amazing what our bodies can do.
Yeah.
And they will adapt and bob and weave and grow and deflate and do everything just to sustain you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were in such a dark place and it got you through it by stretching and allowing you to do that is incredible.
Yeah.
And like, it should almost be, I don't want to like make it sound twisted in any way, but you should love them. Like, you should love that your stomach helped you grow and stay alive and healthy, and it grew with you.
Yeah. Now, something I want to say, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because I think when you decide to step into acceptance of something, you feel this flip-sided pressure to flaunt it and own it. And that's something, okay, so like, for instance, you see influencers, I don't know why I struggled through that so much. Influencers out there who are in like the body positive space, like Birds Papaya.
Yes.
Obsessed with her.
Queen.
But she posts lots of stuff of her stretch marks, right? So I went through this very weird space where I was like, okay, I'm preaching about like accepting your body, loving your body. So I have to now be able to walk out in a bathing suit with like my stretch marks
and a
flying.
String thong showing it all, you know.
And I've come to realize like there is a very big difference of me personally learning to love and accept my body and then me having to change absolutely everything about me and flaunt it and show it to the world. And I feel like that was important for me because I was almost using that as a measurement. Like, if I put on a tank top something and I didn't like the way I looked and I ended up putting a jacket over it, I saw that as a loss. Like, I saw that as, like, me losing the battle to, like, feeling confident. And I then became like, oh, well, I'll be fine when I can walk out in a spaghetti strap or a strapless or wear a certain bathing suit or show my roommates my stretch marks or like, and I think there's this like weird thing where then you almost become obsessed with the other side of it.
Yeah.
So you're still creating these measurements for you to fail at and to measure at.
Yeah.
And realistically, I don't know if I'll ever be at a place where I'll want to show them, but I can personally love them and embrace my own body and share my body with who I want to share my body with.
Yeah, I was going to say, just because it's not a number, like saying, oh, when I am able to finally get into this tank top or this dress, it still can be very toxic. Can it be used as a very healthy goal?
Yeah.
Yes, but you have to be very aware of if you fall into that healthy goal category or if you
it's
don't.
Like it's like I took one unhealthy area and was like, I'm not going to care about my weight, but you can't be healthy.
I have a friend who recently got married a couple months ago, and the second she got engaged, she was like, I want to get fit. I want to lose weight. I'm going to hit this mark before my wedding. And I think she handled it in a very healthy way. It was something she wanted and she chased after it. She worked her off and got there. And I was so proud of her for doing it well and doing it healthy. It can be a very tricky situation. So if this is something that triggers you, maybe don't have a like dress that you need to fit in by a certain time, because that's just as toxic as being like, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And if I don't, then I failed. You know, it was more of like she was just radiating. I want to look so good for my husband on my wedding day. And that was her, like, that's all she wanted. And that was, I think, a beautiful thing and handled very well. But I do think you have to be careful on whether or not you fall into the healthier side of that or not. Because if you don't, then you need to go about it in a different way.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, and because then you're putting, again, it's like an outside perspective versus like your own.
Yeah.
Like if I don't feel comfortable in an outfit and I don't want to wear it, but I push myself to wear it because I think that's checking off the thing of like, oh, well, I'm confident if I do it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for myself. I'm doing it for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just learning the difference of, yeah, I might wear the same outfits and have the same comfort level in the way I like to dress, but I carry and feel so much different now than I did back then.
Yeah.
So I need to start seeing that as a reflection. Like, I went this whole day without positioning my body in a way that I thought someone would not see my stomach, or pulling my sweater closed 25 times so like no one saw, or worrying about like, oh my God, my boobs are probably bouncing so much when I'm walking and I'm so afraid of like people like looking at them. Like I'm walking in and I'm not unapologetically going into this, not even thinking about my body and what other people view. Yeah. And that is a freaking victory. Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm in a tank top. Like I can be in a freaking onesie, but if I'm going in and being confident about who I am, that is my personal victory.
Yeah.
And so it's finding those, like you're saying, like if you want to set goals and go after them, go for it.
Do it.
But if those goals start to inhibit to where you're starting to get down on yourself and you're like, I'm a failure.
Eat and breathe it.
Yes. Then I think restructuring needs to
take
place.
And this is where we talk about it all the time, but social media can be very toxic.
Yeah.
I want to be very clear about this. I think the Birds Papaya is amazing. I think she was needed. I think she was necessary. Mm-hmm. And I think she's changing a lot of lives.
Yeah.
Does that mean you need to strip down into a two-piece bikini and show your entire body? No. Like you need to do what's comfortable for you.
Exactly.
I do think she's paving the way for many women to stop caring about being in a certain category of body type. And I think that's crucial. And I think that was good for her. Like, I bet for her, she needed to show those in order to love herself more or to like radiate that confidence that she shows in every single post.
And
but
so
that doesn't mean that you have to do the
same
thing.
And even just for me to see, oh my God, like someone else has stretch marks on their body. Like I didn't know because like nobody just like shows them.
Most
you know?
People don't. It's this thing that is so stupid because, and... This goes into a whole other category. Women give birth to kids and end up with stretch marks. Mm-hmm. It is a known thing, but no one talks about it. No one shows it because it's this understood, like, quote, embarrassment that we should hide. When, again, just like your body grew with you when you were in a dark time, our bodies are going to get us through childbearing.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some battle wounds from that. And it shouldn't be hidden. They should be proud. Like, it should be like, yes, I gave birth to my baby girl. She's alive and healthy. We are healthy. And I am so thankful for my body for getting us through that, you know? And it is a shift, again, learning main to master that the world is going to slowly have to adapt to because it needs to. And because people like us need to start educating everyone that stretch marks are fine.
Yeah.
And the bedroom is now called main.
You're like so obsessed with that fact.
I know. I was like, oh, it was one of those moments where the second she said it, I was like, that makes sense.
I saw it on our article and I thought it was very interesting. But anyways, so I don't know. I think it's cool because I like to share my journey, but I can't stress enough that like my journey is mine. Mm-hmm. And I think that if it inspires other people to not be afraid of their own journey, then I love that. Mm-hmm. But what I don't want to happen is that people hear me saying, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to handle this in this way and think that that's the end all be all. Mm-hmm. Like, if it is for you, cool. I'm so glad like we have that in common. But what I can't preach enough is how important it is to sit back with yourself and to really figure out like, what do you need? Mm-hmm. What does this look like for you? And it's always going to be changing. Like I'm having realizations every single day. Like obviously I had one in like the first 2 seconds of this podcast and now we're at the end of our episode and we didn't do our
we
stories.
Never talked about
but
anything.
But I think like these are the conversations that need to happen. And I think honestly meeting all the people we met at at the live podcast, almost every single girl was talking to me about how I've helped them to just start to be open and accept their bodies. And I was in tears like 20 times that night, but it was like, it makes me so aware, like, wow, so many people are going through this. And so many people are on your side of things too, where it's like, it's good for you to hear our sides for like what we're feeling, but also it's good for us to remember, just because you say something that makes me feel sad does not mean you're a villain. And I need to stop assigning that role to people without having open conversations with them or taking a second to be like, hey, they're talking about themselves. Like, they're not talking about you. Like, move on, you know?
Yeah. And I think, again, comparison kills. I think a lot of people can assume certain things about people. And like, the truth is, I never talk about it, but like, I had an eating disorder for 2 years and no one really knows. I don't talk about it. Like, I had to get past
it. Never talk about that.
And I was on the opposite side. Like, I just didn't eat. And it was a very toxic cycle that I had to crawl out of. And I had to do it for myself. Like, I can't do it for anyone else. Mm-hmm. I had to do it for me. And I'm very proud to say I'm in a healthy place now. But like, no one ever knows what someone is going through or what someone has gone through. So to think that someone is so skinny they'll never understand my side is naive.
Yeah.
And honestly, to be blunt, dumb.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they did. And to see someone who's curvier and think that they like, they're gross and disgusting and like, how could they like not take care of their body in that way is naive and dumb. Like, you don't know what someone has gone through, and it is wrong to assume or to compare. So in summation, we just need to be way more kinder to ourselves and to other people, to never assume what someone's gone through and to just start loving more. Like, I guess it sounds so cliche, but I wish people would just stop and just start loving people
more
because you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah. No, I love that. Thank you for sharing that, because I think that's such a good reminder for people. And yeah, we do all need to just, I think, be gentle, love people, and shut your mouth. I'm gonna be honest.
Can we get that on a t-shirt? Our next merch?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What did you say?
Be gentle, love each other, and shut your mouth. Like, it's just, I think it just comes down to, like, we need to be wiser about how we enter things. And we need to be open to hear opinions that aren't our own.
Yeah.
And we go from there. And we learn and we grow. Can I just say?
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Also, I just, I love the fact that we both have our laptops open to read our stories.
Not even,
but I think, like, what I think God, like, meant for us to talk about this, and I would not be surprised if some people listening are like, that was my favorite episode. Because it's like, this is such a big thing. And I think especially during quarantine, like, that's when it hit me. I mean, I think I've struggled with stuff.
That's when it hit most people.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I've struggled with stuff my whole life, but
I think that was
the, like, whoa, everything's coming out to surface. So I think this is just something apparently we needed to talk about.
All of our darkest stuff came out during quarantine.
Dear Lord.
And it could have been, you know, people were breaking up. People were coming out with a lot of lies. Like, a lot of secrets were revealed.
Couldn't hide.
About ourselves. About each other. Like, it was just one of those things. And I think we are going to spend the next few years unpacking that.
I do too.
Yeah.
I love that. Dang, I loved this.
We love you guys.
If you guys are mad we didn't read stories,
I'm so sorry. You'll have to listen to the next episode or a rerun.
They're like, wait, when are they going to talk about the stories? They're still talking about this? Okay, well, on with a jad joke.
A jad joke?
A jad joke.
So dumb. Okay.
A toilet was stolen from the police station. Police report. They have nothing to go on.
Oh, my God. That took me a second. That took me like a full Mississippi second. Jeez.
Guys, good.
You know what? I was going to say sorry for ranting, but I am not sorry for ranting.
I'm not sorry either.
I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. Thank you so much for making it all the way to the dad joke. If you did, we love you the mostest. Follow us on socials. And if you have anything you want some advice on, send it in, because we'll get to it next time.
Because we won't read it eventually.
Okay, love you.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
Hey. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.